Hey, Peter, would you be able to tell us about Kanohi masks?
Yeah, that's something I'd like to know more about.
Same with me.
Gosh, you guys, I didn't realize you had such a passion for Bionicle. Well, all right. There are three kinds of Kanohi masks. First are unpowered masks. These are worn by the little guys, Matoran. They don't do anything besides make sure the Matoran don't go comatose.
So if a Matoran loses their mask, they just pass out?
Yep, at least until someone puts the mask back on.
Okay, well, what about the other ones?
This is where it really gets interesting. Next, we have Great Kanohi, which are worn by the Toa heroes and can grant them powerful abilities.
What exactly do you mean by powerful abilities?
For example, Toa Liwa wears the Kanohi Miru, the Mask of Levitation. As Toa of Air, he already has control over his element, but the Miru gives him access to a levitation ability as well.
That's very interesting and all, but I thought you said there were three types of Kanohi.
That's right, Cleveland. The third type is Noble Kanohi. These are worn by the Turaga, the leaders of the Matoran. They have power, but are much weaker than their great counterparts.
Wait a minute, Peter. I've seen Matoran with masks that look the same as the great or noble Kanohi worn by the Toa or Turaga. Didn't you say all Matoran wear unpowered masks?
Great question, Joe. Unpowered masks are still made in the shape of great or noble Kanohi. For example, Lei Matoran Kongu wears a Kanohi Miru, just like Toa Liwa. Kongu's mask, unlike Liwa's, is unpowered, and he cannot use it to levitate, even though they look the same. If a Matoran were to put on a great or noble Kanohi, they could not use its power. It would, however, keep them conscious just as an unpowered one would.
Wow, Peter. I can't wait to go home and tell Donna all about this. Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. And don't forget to live by the...
We know, Peter. We already live by the three virtues. Unity, duty, and destiny.
This is the way of the Bionicle.